Welcome to an inspirational message recorded live at Little Falls Christian Center.
Holy Spirit, tonight, as we stand in this place, we truly experience your presence here. All of us, we now submit to you. Holy Spirit, have your way. Do your special work tonight in the lives of your people. We pray that the anointing comes down upon your people, O God. Lord, we want to experience you. We want to experience the good things that comes from the hand of God by His Spirit. So tonight, we surrender in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Wow. What a beautiful presence of God in this place. Praise the Lord. Well, welcome to the church tonight. It is wonderful to see a great crowd of people. It is good to see the house of God full of people. Amen. You know, I had quite an experience that is linked to my message, and I'm glad this happened to me this morning. In the week, there was an opportunity to invite someone to the church who should not have come this morning because it wasn't the plan. But yet the person that came to the, I think it was the first service? Yes. The person that came to the service, it was that person, it was a girl. It was her first time ever in a church. Do you know what that means? Because in the modern church, people transfer from one church to another. But I do believe that the time has come that the house of God will be filled with lost souls. We should get ourselves ready for a move of God for the lost to come in. If a person do not have the passion, and it is something that I want to preach about. It's as if the hour gets more urgent. We experience that the Lord is not leaving us alone. We had, during the past couple of weeks, a shaking in our church where we said, via Pastor Harold's leadership, that we would, or would we, leave the 99 to go and fetch the one. Although we use technology, but we are after the one. We should set our focus upon the one. Don't set your focus on the 99, because there's one for each one of us. There's one for each one of us. So tonight, battle dress for the future. The heat is on. The battle is raging. The fires are burning. The Holy Ghost is here. We're on our way to Pentecost. Get ready for a powerful move of God in your personal life and corporately. Church, playing games is over, actually. Do you know that in Armenia in the 1980s, there was an earthquake, and in 4 minutes, 30,000 people died. It was like this. And a school toppled on top of children. And the parents got to that place urgently, and the parents wanted to see where the children were, and they came there, and they shouted and screamed, and a couple of minutes later, they realized there's nothing to do. But one father went to that big pile and he started removing one brick after another. 10 hours later, the people said, "You are mad. Everybody's dead." 20 hours later, he was still removing bricks. 30 hours later, he heard a voice. It was his son. And his son said to the friends close to him, "I knew my dad was coming. I knew my dad was coming." Church, Father God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten son so that I should not be lost. How does a person stay on fire? How does a person stay with the passion of the Lord burning on the inside of you that causes you to have an outward focus? How do you do it? Do you know how you do it? You stay in the Lord's business. If you are not found in the business of God, and I believe with all of my heart, it is the business of souls. Little Falls Christian Center, every person connected to this church, it should be about the business of souls. It's the clearest message in the Bible. There is nothing clearer on this earth than the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Pastor Jacques so excellently portrayed that about what Jesus came to do. He did it, and then he sent his Spirit. So D.L. Moody said to his band leader the following, and that time I don't think they had bands, they had song leaders, the people could sing. But D.L. Moody instructed his song leader not to lead the church in a song called "They Were Soldiers in God's Army," because he believed the church was not a picture of what a soldier should look like. That is how serious they took their worship. That you cannot sing what you can, what you don't want to do. I truly believe God would ignite tonight with the people here, and obviously the people via the internet, ignite something in your heart that changes your life. Therefore, it's a simple message, but it's worth the while to listen to. Warren W. Wiersbe said, "If being a good soldier means obedience, discipline, and sacrifice, then most never enlisted and are on AWOL." And you know what AWOL means in the army? Absent, without authorized leave. I believe that when you go on pension, spiritual pension is when you breathe your last. I believe that. I really believe that. A.W. Tozer said that Christian life is not a playground, but a real battleground. There really is right now, as we sit here, a battle for the souls of men, a battle for your family, a battle for you. Personally, there's a battle for you going on. In Matthew 9:35, my scripture that I want to get to, Matthew 9:35, it says, "Then Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them because they were weary and scattered like a sheep having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples," he turned to those close ones next to him, and he said, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." We've heard this. And we are praying this, but do we really believe this? This is an assignment he gave to his disciples. It's an assignment, listen to this. It's an assignment of compassion to share unashamedly the gospel of Jesus Christ asks of you one thing: have compassion on the people you meet. That is true love in the kingdom of God. That is, if we don't have compassion for the lost, then we will never move out beyond the boundaries, the safe boundaries. It's easy to throw the rod into the harbor because the fishes there are used to scraps freely. But go into the rough sea, it's a total different ballgame. That's where the church is headed. The church is headed with Christ as the head of the church on its way to some rough seas. Not that we worry about the rough seas, but that there's the fish. And we're going to fetch it. You are going to fetch the fish where you are. The rough seas will appear in front of you. Then you get excited. It's good to get excited. But the harvest is plentiful. There's enough. If you look at the harvest, where do you start? With one kernel. The one leads to the other, leads to the other, until you find yourself with a harvest. So the Lord Jesus, he preached the kingdom. And I think about this. I really think about this. Why there is so few healings and miracles happening in Christians' lives. I've come to the conclusion that we need to have compassion for the lost. I've come to the realization that the place where God wants to work is the place where there's compassion. That's the place where you will see arms grow. That's the place you will see healing, deliverance. Demons cannot stand pure love. When you go with a motive of love and let the fire of God fall, the fire of God is love and compassion manifesting in the flesh via a tongue and a hand that's willing. This is a serious message. So we see the Lord. The Lord went to the places they needed him. It was beautiful this morning to see someone, and I couldn't believe it when I spoke to the girl. 23 years old, never been in a church. And I said, Lord, something is about to happen to Little Falls Christian Center. Is that the first one you are sending? Is that the first one you are sending? Where's the others? We need to find them. We need to get to them. Are you getting to them? You see, the Great Commission never changed. Go therefore and make disciples. I realized that disciples make disciples. Disciples make disciples. Disciples are the ones instructed to have compassion. We are all disciples of Jesus Christ, the trained and the taught ones, the ones that goes out, make a difference, stand in the gap. You see, God knows the future. God knows the future. God knows what is happening tomorrow. But his church should know the future as well. The church should know that there's a fight. I believe Satan is fighting and he's warring that the Lord should not return because he knows his time is up. But an active church will hasten the return. I believe that. Will hasten the return of the Lord. But God will come when that last number is up. That last one. If the church kicks in action tonight or tomorrow, we might experience heaven quicker than you think. You don't have to wait to die. The rapture is a real thing. It's going to happen. Amen. Here's the thing about Abraham. You should never make this place your home. Earth should never be your home. Why do you think Abraham never built a building? He never settled down. He always lived in a tent. Always. All his life, he was in a tent. because he wasn't only a sojourner on this planet. If you click that, that something, it's something that comes to you and you say, Lord, okay, my time is short. What am I going to do for you? In the army, how many of you have been in the army? Just want to see that hands again. Some of you, you know, in the army, we got sets of clothing. We got parade clothing, and then we got battle clothing. I think the church has messed up the two. That people are on the battleground with parade clothing. You know, in parade clothing, you look dandy, eh? You must see it. But the problem with parade clothing, we were never allowed to have ammo in the weapon for accidents to happen. But your battle gear, when I was in the bush there in Limpopo for one full year, you should see what our clothing looked like. I mean, that was a holy mess. We were dirty. One time I did not shower for 3 weeks. Have you ever tried that? You smell like that lion Pastor Jock mentioned this morning. You smell like that thing. But there was a job. And you knew that if you don't do your job, there's danger. It's time to get on your battle gear. You don't know who you are in Christ. If you've never experienced the fullness of the Lord, how he can truly work through you, get onto the battlefield. Get onto your battlefield. See what is in front of you. See why the Lord said, the harvest is plentiful. Meditation should be done, not just on the promises of the Lord, but the commandments of the Lord Jesus Christ. We should sit through the night and recite this until something is birthed on the inside of you. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Church, say after me, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations. Now say that 1,000 times. Something is about to happen on the inside of you. In Acts 5, verse 39, I'll take it from verse 42. And daily in the temple and every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ. We come to church once a week and we feel like that's a lot. You know, to come two services, that's, you know, I'm going to suffer the week at work. You know, I need my rest. I need... Man, it's going to be hard to visit two services. It's a difficult thing. But the early church had their priorities straight. They lived in the church because their homes became churches. Their homes. If your home doesn't become a church, what effect would we have? We would only invite people to experience us and a smile on a Sunday. And everybody's smiling. But people should experience us in the world. They should experience you out there. And daily in the temple and every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as Christ. We are not talking enough about Jesus. We are not talking enough about Jesus. There's a lack in the name Jesus out there in the world. So now I want to get to this battleground, Ephesians 6 from verse 10. If you understand this, may you understand this now fully. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. So that be strong in the Lord, in the power of his might, put on the whole armor. Do you see the whole armor? Do you see the whole armor? The whole armor. You cannot go into battle with half the gear. You should be fully clothed with what God wants to do. You cannot fight half a fight. The full fight, I believe, is to tell people about the name that means Savior, Jesus. So to put on something, it's actually an action. It's to kick in action. It's to say that I don't wear my parade clothes, but I'm in my battle clothes. Because the devil, he's a schemer. He's really a schemer. That's what the word wiles means, against the wiles. The scheming, if you take this serious, you would understand one thing. There is a personal scheme, not a medical scheme, but a scheme to take you out. There's a plan. It's not a one-sided plan. It's like there's a plan against everything about you. You see, you don't even know that the enemy's been studying you. Jy gaan skrik as jy dit glo. He's been studying you. He's been trying to see the places that he could bring his big scheme into action. There's many little schemes, but the big scheme is that you would not be a soul winner. That's the big scheme. Get to church. Come to church. But never be the church. You know, do everything that you can. Do all of the things right. But never be the church. Because we cannot be the church in the church. The purpose of the church is to be the church in the world. That's the purpose of God's church, is to be there where the swords, where the fighting happens. That's the place. So it's good to have your armor on. It's easy to pray it. All of us, I believe the whole church can immediately pray it. You know, shoes and the belt and the breastplate and the sword and the helmet. Man, I can do it quicker. Shoes, breastplate, helmet. I mean, that doesn't mean anything. It starts with a belt. You know what a belt does? A belt means business. A belt, in this sense, spiritually, what a belt does, a belt puts you into action. I want to show you by a scripture here. Listen to this. Isaiah 11:5 says, "Righteousness shall be the belt of his loins, and faithfulness the belt of his waist." That's the Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean? The belt means it gathers the loose garments. You attach certain attack protection on you. And then it means figuratively readiness and conflict. Readiness and conflict. The greatest action when you have the belt of truth, and that belt is the truth about you, who you are in the kingdom of God. When you are properly clothed with the armor of God, and that truth belt is on, and Satan cannot, because Satan could not get a hold of the Lord Jesus, nowhere. He tried everything, but he couldn't get a hold of the Lord. That is why righteousness is transferred to us and our sin is transferred to the Lord, so that we might become righteous for the battle. You cannot just be righteous for salvation. Righteousness is the Lord Jesus is known by righteousness and faithfulness to the task God gave him. And that task is the most important thing the Lord did. That task. So church, do you have your belt on? Listen to what in 1 Peter 1:13 in the Message. We never use the Message from the stage, but in this case, I want to bless you with it. Listen to the Message, which means an instruction to all of us. So roll up your sleeves, put your mind in gear, be totally ready to receive the gift that's coming when Jesus arrives. Don't lazily slip back into the old grooves of evil, doing just what you feel like doing. You didn't know any better then. You do now. As obedient children, let yourselves be pulled into a way of life shaped by God's life, a life energetic and blazing with holiness. For God said, I am holy. I love what Dietrich Bonhoeffer said. We must be ready to allow ourselves to be interrupted by God. Because the plan that Dietrich had, that they offered him to come from Germany to America so that he might be safe as this very intelligent theologian. But somewhere, something clicked on the inside of him. If the church leader is not in the fight, how on earth is it possible that a church would stand for Christ? And he canceled that ticket, he canceled everything, and he went back, and they took him to a jail, and later on they killed him. Now, we would never have known the name Dietrich if it wasn't for the sacrifice that he made for his God. So, church, we are the real deal on the earth. Do you know that? It's not like the sons of Sceva. You know, Paul, we're familiar with. Jesus, we know. But who are you? If such a situation ever happens to you, start running. But if you know Jesus as the Lord of your life, get into the fight. Because it's real. The devil is a real thing. So, Ephesians 6 verse 12, I just want to read to you. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. Since Adam fell, every single day is evil. Every single day is evil. Therefore, you can actually never take off your armor. Have you seen? Have you seen in your marriage, in your finances, in the way you eat, what you eat? The moment your armor is off, boom, there comes something through to you. That's where the armor is off. That's why you can never take it off. For a lifetime, you need to keep it on. You need to get cozy with your battle gear. Your battle gear should never be polished. It should be clean. It should be ready for the next fight and the next fight and the next fight. Every day we've got opportunities to make a difference. Every single day do we use our opportunities. So church, get into the fight. Stay in the fight. And there are certain ways we keep the fight going on the inside of us. It's to connect with other Christians. If you're a loner, you're in danger. If you are out there alone, you're in danger. Are you studying the Bible, like Pastor Jock said this morning, on a daily basis? That should be the normal. Do you have prayer habits? If you've never been to a prayer meeting, you should get to one, please. Urgently. Because the Lord said, pray to the Lord of the harvest. So the first thing is to see the harvest, and then you start praying. If you are not praying for the harvest, believe me, the harvest won't appear. It is prayer that ignites the passion, that ignites the go. If the go is not there, the harvest does not come to you. The world wants us to shut up. The world wants us to be quiet, Please, you born again people, be quiet. Don't talk about your Jesus. It's exactly you who why we are coming from. It's exactly that kind of person that it should be spoken to. It should be released that the power of God might manifest. It's exactly the person. But if you react that you stand back because of fear, then we need to start losing our jobs because of what we do for Christ. Easy to say. Easy to say that. I have done that. God has blessed me with that. To be able to stand there in a room full of people and my hands are shaking just before I came into ministry. And I knew what I was about to do. I would lose my job. So I just grabbed onto anything that nobody sees my hands shaking. But to that group of people, I spoke and I said, Jesus is the Christ. Man, the moment you do it, all hell breaks loose. But on the inside of you, your boldness level goes to a level that you don't know. You didn't know it existed. That is where the Holy Spirit takes people to. That boldness, the confession of your faith. It's not about the person. It's about confession. Jesus is the Christ, whether you believe it or not. You go and do with it whatever you want. I'm just going to love you. Luke 12:35 says, let your waist be girded and your lamps burning, and you yourselves be like men who wait for their master when he will return from the wedding, that when he comes and knocks, that they may open to him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the master, when he comes, will find watching. Assuredly, I say to you that he will gird himself and have them sit down to eat and will come and serve them. And if he should come in the second watch or the third watch and find them so, blessed are those servants. But know this, that if the master of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not allowed the house to be broken into. This world has been broken into by the devil. It's the light that exposes the dark. It is the light on the inside of you. When that light is released, people get saved. Church, believe me. Believe me. The moment you release the light that is on the inside of you, and that is the gospel, if it is released, people will get saved. You've got to believe it to do it. People will get saved. People will get saved. So, 1 Peter 1:13 says, therefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Rest your mind. Calm your mind. Jesus is in charge. The Lord Jesus is about to do great things on this planet. So I praise the Lord. I praise the Lord for the example of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I thank the Lord that they spoke these words. Can you imagine who's a ferocious king on the planet now? Take King Jong Il. He's a bit ill, but we'll get to him. Imagine standing in front of that man. One of his people would stand in front of him and say, oh, Kim, we have no need to answer you in this matter. This is the words that three young men spoke to Nebuchadnezzar. Can you imagine? O king, we have no need to answer you in this matter. And the matter was that, no, you're going to fry. And they said, no, we don't have to answer you in this matter because we will not bow down to your plan. We will not. It's not going to happen. If our God wants to save us, fine. Otherwise, we are dining with him. We need to have that kind of mindset towards the world. That's the kind of mindset that changes things. revolutionary mindset that three young men. That is powerful. And this is what Daniel said. It is said of Daniel that I, Daniel, understood the books by the number of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in desolations of Jerusalem. And Jeremiah 25:11, you find that what Daniel searched, and he came to the conclusion that they're going to stay for 70 years in Babylon. That's it. But Daniel said the following: then I set my face toward the Lord God, and to make request by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God, who keeps his covenant and mercy to those who love him and to those who keep his commandments. There's no lion that you can face. If you keep God's commandments and you love the Lord with all of your heart, there's nothing that can derail you. There's nothing, nothing can derail you. You need to, he will keep his covenant with those who love him. That is the way it is. And I'm really finishing up. So Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they did not take the shortcut to the glory. To God's will. God's will is the plan for your life. Salvation of the lost should be one of our main priorities in our lives. We're not just praying for South Africa. We're not just praying that we might have better times. We are really praying that someone else who does not know Jesus might have an eternal better time. That's a real good motive. That is a good plan in action. So, church, the big question tonight is whether you understand this message. Are you on your battle? Do you have your battle gear on? Are you fighting the good fight of faith so that others might live? Because that is an unselfish life. Unselfish to the core. We should be on fire for our God, for what he has done for us. Everybody, please bow your heads. If you have come into this place tonight and you know for a fact that if you were to die, that you would end up in hell, you know that you are not right with God. The Lord has been knocking on your heart. You might never have had the opportunity to give your life to Christ. But you are saying tonight, Lord, I want to make right with you. If you are that person, please raise your hands. Please raise up your hands. Let us see. Let us see. If the Lord has sent us someone here tonight that have never met him. Or if you have, you know that you are not right in that once you served God and you served him properly, but then things happen to you and you step backward. If that is you tonight, you know that you are lukewarm, not right with the Lord. Then if that is you, please raise your hand if you want to make right with the Lord tonight. Yes, there are hands going up. There are hands going up. That's right. That's right. Do not let the devil keep you. You will not go to hell. Tonight is your night. If you know that you are not right with the Lord, if you know that you are lukewarm, please put up your hands. Raise those hands. Raise it up. Raise it up. The Lord wants to love you and restore you and bring a newness of life to you. If that is you, please raise your hands. That's it. Keep them up. Keep them up. We are seeing those hands. We are honoring those hands right across the audience. Please do not stay in your seat. Please stand up for me. Please. I just want to see those faces. Please stand up for me. That's right. Stand up. Stand up. Do not be shy. Do not be shy. The Lord Jesus died for you. Please stand up. Please stand up. Don't hold back. Tonight is your night. That's right. All of those people, just come to us here, just in the front. Please come here. Let's welcome them. Just come over here. That's right. Do not be shy. Praise the Lord. That's good. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Most of us stood where you are standing now. We have done the same, but at the cross, we are all the same. Amen. Please raise your hands in front of me. Please raise your hands before God. It's a way of submitting to Him. And pray after me. Say, Father God, I ask you tonight to please forgive me of all of my sins. Please wash me in the blood of Jesus. Tonight, I forgive every person that has ever hurt me or harmed me. I ask you tonight, Father, please forgive me. Please set me free. Please help me. I'm turning my back to the world. I'm facing you, and I thank you for life. Please write my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a praise offering. Hallelujah. Well, welcome to the kingdom of God. I believe this is your church now. I don't know where you're at, but we are claiming your souls. You will get a phone call tomorrow from one of the pastors. Please save the church's number. We are serious about this. We want to walk this journey with you. We want to see that God take you to where He wants you. No more backsliding, no more turning around. It's now facing Jesus. Amen. Amen. There's a pastor over there. Would you please follow him? We just want to share a couple of words with you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do we have a song? And we just want to welcome Abby back from America. So good to see her. 1 year passed by very quickly. Do you have a song for us, Marie? In the name of Jesus. Yes. Let us all stand.
Battles are defeated. Thank you, Pastor George.
Okay, there's two things that's coming up to me. The one, I just want everybody to bow your heads. Just want to give a private moment to the people that's going to lift their hands and close your eyes, please. If you are waiting for your marriage partner, if you know that that person is waiting for you, but you just don't know who it is, please lift your hands. I want to pray a specific prayer for people who are now standing in the gap for their marriage partner. And if you are living together, please see one of the pastors. We want to help you in a specific matter. Please raise your hands if there's a desire for you to meet that person. Yes, there's a lot of hands going up here. And the Lord sees that. Let's come in agreement for what God wants to do in your life. Father God, Lord, you see these hands, oh God. Father, we pray now that the right person, not a person that would be unequally yoked, but a person that would enhance the future of what this union would do to the kingdom of God, Father. We pray that that would come in line with what you want done for the people in this place, the young ones, those who lost a marriage partner, even for the divorced ones. Father God has a special plan. Receive now in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, that's one. Yes. Praise the Lord. I just met my one 34 years ago. I did not even pray for that. So praise the Lord. And then there's the situation with, actually there is confusion, the word confusion about the future, but specifically about your calling and your future. There's a haze. It's kind of like you don't understand anymore. We as the pastors, we want to minister for such people. It's just a haze. Things are not coming together. And the second thing would be that people are standing against doors that are not opening. God is opening doors specifically tonight. There's business doors opening up tonight. There is breakthroughs coming tonight. We want to minister for such. But I'm going to close the service and then we have the time actually to pray for the people. Amen. So everybody, just lift your hands in the presence of God. Father God, oh Lord, thank you for such an evening like this, Father, where we could share about the battlefields. Lord, truly we enter the battlefield when we step outside of the church's doors. But the battlefield is actually a mission field. It is the place, Father God, where your church finds themselves. Now we pray, Father, that all of us would go and find that one person, that one, and bring them to church so that we might disciple them, so that Satan would not get the glory for those lost souls. Father God, help us as your church go out into this world. Now we pray a blessing upon your people. Lord, this crowd came here tonight. And Father, we pray by your Spirit, you send them in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
For more teachings like this and other material, please visit our website at www.littlefallsonline.com.